Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. This is your host, Zainab. You're listening to the program Like Muhammad, the show where we reflect on the legacy of the most influential person in history, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most influential person in history, who is the most generous person, who is the most kind, who is the most honorable, who is the most trustworthy, and who is the most steadfast. Yes, we are going to explore his steadfastness today in this episode, which is not very easy. Why? I'll explore that throughout the session today. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Surah Hud, "So remain steadfast, O Muhammad." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop there, just commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be steadfast. Rather, he tells him that all the people who are in the fold, who are in the circle of faith and obedience, so tell them to be steadfast as well. Ibn Abbas says that there was no verse which was harder than this, or which was difficult than this, for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whenever the companions would ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "What is the reason that you are getting older too early? What is the reason that your hairs are turning white? What is the reason behind this? What is actually going on in your mind that is making you get older so soon?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "It is the Surah Hud and it is the Surah Waqia that have made me older." The Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, explains this. He says that there's a narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherein he says that it was Surah Hud that made me older. He explains why this verse made Prophet older. The leader of the revolution explains that it is the steadfastness itself, which is very, very difficult. It is indeed. Those people who are steadfast in a particular task do know very well how difficult it is to remain steadfast, especially in a world where you are continuously bombarded with something to go for things which are against Islam, to go for things that are really inappropriate. And it's really difficult to remain steadfast in those situations. The huge circle of the believers that was around him, they were supposed to be steadfast. Believers, on the other hand, in those days, and even today, they were moving in between two lines. On one end, there was a strong pressure from the enemy side, and on the other side, there was a strong internal pressure, and to maintain a balance between the two so that they can be on the straight path, be steadfast, made the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam older, because this pressure was not an ordinary pressure. This is an explanation by the leader of the revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, and about his steadfastness, it's even said by Shahid Mutahhari. He says that his will to remain steadfast was extremely uncomparable. It had no other, you know, no one else could have been so steadfast, because in the 23 years after he was given this, assigned the position of being a prophet, the entire 23 years are the lesson of being steadfast, or how you can practice steadfastness. Throughout his life, continuously he faced the conditions where he was supposed to be hopeless. There was no sign of hope from anywhere around, but not even for a single moment he becomes hopeless. Not even for a single moment he becomes weak. Rather, his iman, his faith is so high that he remains steadfast throughout his life and throughout all those difficult times, which is a lesson for all of us. Well, we'll discuss more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك
Welcome back. You're listening to Like Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a show where we're going to explore the qualities of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so that we learn from his life and apply those qualities in our practical lives so that we attain proximity to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Well, we were talking about his qualities. Now, moving ahead to another quality of his life, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a person of honor. He was a person who would never sell his honor for, you know, cheap things of this world. Like, because there are some instances in our lives when someone would offer us a little money or a little more money, we never care what are the, you know, the policies of the job that I'm doing. As long as they are paying me high salaries, I don't care what politics I'm working with, whether they are in line with Islam or they are not in line with Islam. This is totally wrong, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us something totally opposite. If someone would offer him a lot of money, he would never give up on his honor. He would never make his personality or a flawed one. He would never compromise with his beliefs. He would never let someone add flaws to him. He would never sell himself. He would never sell his honor. So Quraysh, through Abu Talib, who was his uncle, offered him a lot of money. They gave him the suggestion that whatever the amount of money you want, whatever the amount of, you know, status you want in the society, whatever the position you want, we are ready to give you everything, provided the thing that you stay away from spreading the message of Islam. They thought that this offer is something he will accept because they were of the idea that he's like them. But contrary to it, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as quoted by Abu al-Fadl, says that if you put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand, I would never stop doing what I'm doing. So that's the kind of honor he had. That's the kind of steadfastness he had in the spreading the message of Islam. We will learn more from his character after a short break. Stay tuned.
بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت جاب جماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله.
Welcome back. You're listening to Like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we're delving into the qualities, these virtues, and apply them in our practical lives. Well, we talked about a steadfastness. We talked about the honor he possessed. And towards the last part of this episode, let's talk about contentment. Contentment was one of the basic principles of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. He would eat simple, he would wear simple, he would behave simple. He would, in fact, sit on the things that were extremely simple, and he would milk the animals with his own hands. He would eat, you know, the dates and the wheat bread were his staple food, and he would encase his shoes or his clothes would get torn off. He would actually fix them with his own hands. Unlike us, what we do today, we are not even ready to go to the boutiques to fix our dresses, because if our dresses get torn off or something happens to them, we are going to throw them away. He was living as a human being like us on earth with the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing us that this is possible. So let's strive to become like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until another session, take good care of your souls. I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad.